your boy. I got the first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on! First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah, I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, I'm not insane. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon is long. It's held to the long, long, long. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the long, long, long. Hell to the long. Hell to the long. To the long, long, long. Listen. Sister Edna, Sister Ruth, make sure that everybody get a seat. Come on, y'all. Sister Lily, make a move back in the kitchen, cause the winter gets too needy. Come on, listen. Pick me collard greens and cornbread rice. Chicken breast, cocktails on the side. That's what I'm talking about. Deacon Underwood, get my 50 ready, cause when it gets to who he rides. Come on! Dr. West, count the money, come back and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find another deal.
I got some people today looking for some blessings. First God got to get the praise.
Come on, y'all!
See, there's an old saying. When the praise go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church, God Almighty, look at them, they're messing around. Come on, come on.
Woo!
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen. I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they're drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer beans, all about 10, I give it 8 10. Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past 10.
Yeah!
I got some people, they coming off the street. God Almighty, look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help!
They laying at the altar, they confess the sin, their sin.
Come on, wait!
Time is still Monday morning, they doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite, hypocrite!
Hell no!
Come on!
To the no, no, no! Hell to the no! Hell to the no! To the no, 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 listen.
Talk, talk.
Got kids dropping out of school, talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner, rolling blunts, talking about come on, let's learn.
Now better get back in school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
What's them pants
talking about? That they're looking for a job. When I see them get a book, I say, please.
Talk, talk.
See, all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the copper with the rubber top. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put your gun down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. They sit in the county jail.
Hey,
I heard the mama, she was crying all night. She can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now the man with the home run, cause they didn't put the money in the commissary.
Where you go now?
He said, you're in the jail, brother man. You were sure get it from the cemetery.
Come on, women.
See, there's an old saying that a hard head makes a soft iron.
Yeah.
Well, since you did your crime, don't do the time. Stop the baby crying. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. No, 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 listen. When people talk about you, all you gotta do is let them talk much and defeat.
That's what they gonna do, y'all.
Cause all you gotta do is get down on your knees.
Tell the Lord about it.
You tell God about it, I guarantee he will never leave you alone.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is tell the devil, hell no, won't you leave me alone?
Devil, leave.
Hell no.
Come on, wait.
To the no, no, no. Hell to the no, to the no, no, no.
Come on.
Hell, no, 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 to the no, no, to the no, 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 to the no, no, to the no, no.
Hell to the no, no,
no, to the no, 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 no. Hell to the no, 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 no.
Amen, 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 amen. So I greet each and every one of you tuning in to tonight's broadcast. I'm telling you, it's been an awesome week. This is a very successful week. I am the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Karen Abrams-Almasi, I'm going to just start basically going over how to cleanse yourself with, you know, natural herbal remedies and how to heal your skeletal system so that you won't have any more pain. And it's a 90-day process of just really small stretches, specific stretches that will help to heal your body and heal all your joints and bring you back to a brand new baby boy and a brand new baby girl. Amen. And all the flexibilities that you could ever imagine. And I don't care if you're in your 30s or if you're in your 40s, if you're in your 50s, if you're in your 60s, or you're just starting in your 70s, or you're in your 80s or 90s, it just doesn't matter where you are. We're going to repair the skeletal system. And it's, you know, all you, you know, using your own body to heal itself, because the body is a master, a machine. God created it for its preservation. As a matter of fact, the body was never meant to die, ever meant to die, right? Sin is what has caused us to go through the deterioration. Sin, the separation from God, separation from the water, separation from life. So let's begin with prayer and praise, and we're going to give God the ultimate praise that he richly deserves. And just want to thank God for tuning in to today's broadcast. I just really appreciate you today. Father God, we thank you for another night. I'm so excited, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for every vision. Thank you, Lord God, for just all that you are. We're just so in love with you, Lord God, because you first created this world for us, Lord God, and you first love us so that you even prepared a place for us to come on back home, to be reconciled to you and to live with you to eternity, infinity, and beyond. We just thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Ghost on fire. I thank you, Lord God, for your mighty acts and your mighty blessings. I give your name praise, honor, and glory. I love you, Lord God, so very much. And thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, and the physical body, restoration, giving me strength, strengthening my body, healing my body, Lord God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for all things in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We praise your holy name today. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Huh. It was good. I saw someone that just tuned in to the broadcast. I thank you for tuning in tonight. And for those that will listen to the different downloads and check us out, and we thank God for you all. Yes, those that are in the north, thank God for you, and those in the south, in the east, those in the west, northeast, northwest, those in the southeast, and the southwest. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for you all. We pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you, that he will give you peace, a peace that passes all understanding, as we keep our mind stayed on him. Amen. 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 I don't know where to begin. It's just, I don't know which herbal remedy would be the best one to start. But because last week we spent time talking about how to repair and to get rid of the crystals that are formed in the body, getting rid of fibroids, but you don't need surgery or anything. In fact, you don't need surgery for anything, because the body can literally repair itself, you know, just given the right foods, the right herbs, the right, the vitamins, minerals, supplements, fruits, vegetables, just eating properly, lots of sleep, lots of rest, lots of exercise, all these things on a daily basis, you know, and proper rest is like the main thing as well. And of course, prayer and meditation, talking to God, and spending time, quiet time, away from it all, getting away from stress and stressors, you know, just moving yourself from all those things that will cause problems for you in your mind, you know, upsetting you and, you know, stressing you out. You don't need any of those destructive things. Amen. And I'm going to play a few sounds from, recording artists that have just been a blessing to my life. And I was going to do it tonight, but I didn't get a chance to upload them. So I don't know if I'll be able to play it and on tonight's podcast, but we'll see. We'll see if I can do it while I'm broadcasting. If not, we'll, you know, play some soundtracks next week. Here is a sound that I really, really love, and it's called "The Lord Is My Shepherd." All right, and I'll be right back. I really love this song.
Thank you.
I did get it. I actually got it. Amen. Look at God. Look at God. You're listening to the sound of the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi, coming to you live. And like I said, I'm going to be discussing herbal remedies for the healing of your entire body and back pain totally. Removal of all pain. And, you know, looking at statistics, I'm sorry to say, but our medical science, you know, they kind of want you to stay in the condition that you're in because they can just administer and prescribe another drug for you to just put a Band-Aid over the problem. But what we're going to be talking about, like I said, medical doctors do have their place. They're very expert in chemistry and chemicals and many, many great things, and so is the pharmaceutical industries. But I find that everything that they use the natural herbal remedies. For example, to clean anything, Clorox, bleach, the ingredients that are in that comes from a plant, and it will eradicate 99.9% of germs. Just germs like will run away. Put a little Clorox down, right? It is assassinated, and it's a plant. But they will never tell you that when they're cleaning the wound. It's bleach, and a little bit of water and clean those wounds. So I don't know where to start. It's just so much. But I use my mother's body as the greatest experiment that, you know, 3 years of taking care of her, I took care of my grandmother, you know, my father, and bringing them back to life, you know, when they couldn't walk and they started walking again, and when the kidney was failing, and they're restoring the kidney to a brand new kidney, to the point that the medical doctor wanted to put my mother on dialysis, father, and all of them, it was reversed just by giving them a specific, targeted, timely parsley. Parsley don't even cost a dollar, you know? And it's just amazing to me. When we, as herbologists, because I'm an herbologist, try to let the medical community know about this, you know, they really get mad at us because, you know, if the world really knew the truth, they would not go to the medical doctors anymore. And so they would lose their jobs and their professions and all the monies, billions of dollars that pours into. And they have also a great lobbyist in the federal government as well to make sure that the drug industry keeps on going. Okay? Now, you know, like alcohol. Alcoholism and all of that is a plant, you know. It's ether. It's ether plant. You eat that and, you know, it's no good for our bodies. So the plants that are no good, we should stay away from it. You know, God himself said to Adam, there's one tree, you can eat all this, but there's this one tree, stay away from. So it's kind of like human beings, like to go to the tree where it's no good for us. You know, we just let run into the things that will totally destroy us. I remember one guy that I was one of my workers and it helped me. He was 23 at the time. And we were talking, and he was a very tall man. He was a young man, but I was almost 7 foot, I was 15 shoes. I mean, a very tall guy, beautiful, handsome young man. And he had gotten in trouble, and, you know, the mayor, you know, directed me to help him and so on. And so anyway, he was one of my workers, and we worked together as a team. And one of the things I asked him, I said, you know, I said, why do you like bad stuff? You know, why do you like the dark? He said, I love the darkness because no one sees me doing anything. And I said, I beg to differ. God sees everything. God is in the darkness. And he was like, what? I said, yeah, God is in the darkness. He said, if you make your bed in hell, God said he's right there checking you out. You know, come to visit. What's up? Still burning? So we try to destroy ourselves. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that we have not been taught. So, okay, so to correct the skeletal system, there was the ethics, people who did ethics and dancers, ballerinas and stuff like that. They get these type of training, you know, and, you know, how to walk. And one of the best method to position your posture to be correct is by placing a simple, heavy book, or you could put a lightweight book on your head. You stand up, or you're sitting down. You put this book on your head, and your eyes forward, and your bones will correct itself, you know. And that's all you have to do. You have to, your posture, chest out, back, chest, you know, shoulders back, and heads forward, and your chin will be tilted a certain way. Because if you tilt it another way, the book will fall off your head, right? And when you sit in the chair, you put your buttocks all the way back, and you pull in your tummy. So every time you're pulling in your tummy, guess what? You're going to end up with a flat tummy. Just by breathing in, sucking in that tummy, chest out, shoulders back, and heads a certain way, sitting in the chair with feet on the floor. So when you're eating your meal, you sit in that posture, you know, in the correct position, chest out, shoulders back, and you're eating your food. You know, it's kind of awkward, but if you do that, you'll take all the weight off of your backbone, the middle lower back, if you just sit properly, right? And the same thing when you stand up. You stand up straight and erect. And the best way to measure yourself that you're standing properly is by putting your back towards the wall. You know how when you were younger, I don't know if you did it, but my mother would always measure me, you know, see, put your back against the wall and, you know, and they put a line, you know, you had to hold your head up and, you know, hold your head straight up, you know, and look forward and they put a line, oh, you've grown an inch. Well, they were actually teaching you how to stand straight and erect and correct your body structure, your skeletal structure. When we are weighing in, there's our gym people or the weight people, different diet and exercise classes, they always say stand up and let's take your weight, you know, and your foot is forward, you know, and then the scale measure you your weight based on the way you're standing and so forth. So all these things are just correction. And if you do these things every day, your body within 90 days will be totally corrected to where it's supposed to be. What will happen to your skeletal system once it adjusts properly, the disc will move back into the proper position where it's supposed to be, all the discs in your back. the disc that used to slip out will push itself back in, and then your body will make a scar tissue in the area where it was out of order, and those scar tissue will form into a scab, and the scab will help as it's healing to keep the skeletal system into its proper position forever. So therefore, no more back pain, no more hip pain, no more shooting pain down to the leg, to the side of the foot or the foot bottom, or shooting pain up into the shoulders or into the neck or into the shoulder blades or around the back shoulder or into tingling in the arm, just by sitting properly and stomach in, getting the flat tummy, you know, chest out, shoulders back, head straight, looking forward. You know, the book on your head will get you to practice to put your head properly. Even when you're taking a photo, they'll always say tilt your chin, you know, and look straight at the camera and all this, right? When in the military, they do the same thing. They always tell you to stand in attention and, you know, chest out, shoulders back, look forward, eyes straight ahead, and, you know, and march, you know, left, right, left. And, you know, you march in a certain position where you're marching properly. And so it's really important to practice this, because after 90 days of practicing, sitting, inhaling, pulling in your tummy, you'll find that your stomach is flatter. You'll find that the bloatation and all that surrounds all your body is going to be eliminated from your body, because you're breathing in, breathing out. And, you know, inhale, exhale, the air bubbles that are in the vein and all around your body will be going out. It'll be, getting rid of your, you know, one way or another, the up to the mouth or down below. You'll be sneezing, you know, all these air bubbles, the pockets of air that is inside of you will be coming out of you. You know, it's not foul air. It's the stuff that's there, that's been built up. If you're sitting properly, and your body is correcting itself, the bone will be correcting itself, you'll see and hear your skeletal system crack, you know, like it's cracking, but it's adjusting, okay? And so all these things are happening just because you're taking care of your skeletal system. Your head, you won't have any more headaches. You won't have any shoulder pains. You won't have back pain. Would you believe out of all the billions of people on this earth, they're saying there's 8 billion, well, by 2030 it'll be 15 billion people because, you know, a baby will be born and we duplicate ourselves one time. So therefore 15 billion people. So right now, 17 million people are hurting. They have back pain. And, you know, some of them, you know, you'll see them when they get older. They're, you know, using cane. They're using walkers. They're doing wheelchair. Some are humped over. All these things is because of the lack of posture, the lack of sitting properly, standing properly. So when you do the correction, then you won't have any more pain. And it's sad to say, but these people like to give medicine, pills and injections, cortisone injections, chiropractical crack, snap, crack, 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 and acupuncture, pin cushioning you, bruising you, making you bleed, giving you shots, and all these different things, all these medicines. Let me subscribe something else. Let me send you through an x-ray. Let me just give you an EEG, and let me give you an EKG. Let me send you through an MRI. And the medical doctors know better. They really do. Would you really believe that historically medical doctors, the professionals, they die on an average by the age of 50? They don't live very long because of the stress, because of their hours of work, long hours, because of the demand on the medical community, plus their bills, their school bills. So they went to school for all these years just to, you know, get the medical MD behind their name, and still in debt to live in a certain community. And by a certain, you know, age, they're gone. You know, so it's really important for us to start to correct those. And I'm doing it. I tell you, when I learned and discovered these exercises, it was just so easy. And within a matter of a week, I didn't feel any more pain. And so when I'm saying these things to you all and making series of this, you will feel, you know, really good. You start having sleeping better. When you sleep at night, it will rest well, and all of these things, you know. Most people don't have the schedule that I have, believe it or not. But even myself, I'm sleeping better, longer. And what that means is you're going to live longer, and you're going to have healthier skin, healthier bones, and so forth. Okay, the next exercise, I'm going to do a video. I haven't gotten my cameras. I left my cameras in Canada when I was on my world tour. I have to buy another camera. But anyway, when I do, I'll do a video of every one of the positions that will you'll be able to see that what I'm talking about. And then you'll see, oh, this is easy, I can do this. And just those simple little exercise every day, throughout the day, two times, like every hour, every 2 hours. You do it twice or three times or five times, every 2 hours. And just adjust your back every time, adjust your skeletal system. You will feel better and you'll heal yourself. One of those scriptures, when they were seeing Jesus Christ on the cross, they made a comment like, well, he healed all these people, he performed all these miracles, and he's up here dying, only heal himself. Well, he could have called 10,000 angels. He could have commanded them to come to his rescue, but he had a specific purpose. That's why he gave up the ghost. No one killed him. No one could kill him. He had to surrender. He had to give up the ghost and say, Father, you know, I think what hurted Jesus Christ the most was that God couldn't look on sin. And when God turned his back on him, you know, because he spent a lot of time with the Lord, he spent a lot of time in prayer. He went up to the mountain to see God all the time. He wanted to see, what is it you want me to do? He's communing with him constantly throughout the day, right? And then all of a sudden, his Father, the Heavenly Father, doing his work, he was no longer speaking to him. He turned his back on him, and it was dark, and he said, you know, he had to yield up the ghost. That was the hardest, I think, thing that he had to go through. He did not want God to separate from him. But that's, God can't deal with sin. So he had to not look on sin. So he had to turn his back on him. That's what hurted him. That's why he cried out, I yield, Rabba Sabasumai. Eli, Eli, Rabba Sabasumai. Oh, my God, why have thou forsaken me, you know? So, but he could have healed himself, you know. Every drop of blood that fell on the cross down to, you know, they talk about the soldier, those that even made lots on his, tore his robe and gambled that night. They all got healed, or some even went crazy, you know. And those that were, as he was walking through, the blood that spilled off on many people, they got healed as he was going to the cross. So he could have healed himself, but he chose not to. He chose to die for our sins, and I'm grateful that he did. Amen. So in the Word of God, it also says that we are not to be sick. Our bodies are meant to heal itself. The fruits and the vegetables that we have is to heal our bodies. So like when I get a headache, a shooting pain or whatever, I go in the kitchen and I get some cayenne pepper and I put it in the hot water and I drink the cayenne pepper. Now, if I keep getting headache or whatever, because either I haven't slept or I didn't eat properly or I didn't get enough rest, you know, it all, you know, or something else is bothering my brain, you know. But cayenne pepper and turmeric helps to, you know, alleviate inflammation that surrounds our back, you know. Turmeric gets rid of those things that cause inflammation. I can't pronounce that, turmeric, but it's a yellow pepper. Not spice. It's not hot or anything. It's not peppery. It's kind of like a curry looking, but it's not curry. It's turmeric. That and also curry also helps to get rid of inflammation. And then cayenne pepper, those two ingredients in hot water will, you know, help to get rid of the pain, the headache. You can put it in your meal, anything. You can use it for everything, fish, you know, and ginger also is very good to help our bodies. And garlic and onions, just the basic stuff, parsley for everything. So I'm trying to figure out what do I want to talk about. I want to talk about hair. If I want to talk about eyes. I do have a story. There was one gentleman, pastor, that was, I don't know if he was a pastor or not, but he came on my broadcast, and he asked a question because he said he was blind. He was legally blind, 100%. And I gave him the herbal remedies, you know, to wash the eyes and that to make an eye salve. And he literally used those products, you know, it's natural. I say products, but it's a natural plant. and he made the eye salve, and he started cleaning his eyes, washing his eyes every day. It was like two or three times a day with the salve. And I think within a month, he called me back and said, I can see. He used to see before he became blind. So he, somehow or another, he became blind over time. The eyes started dwindling and getting darker and darker. And then he was, you know, declared legally blind by the medical community. He gets all these benefits, gets money, da, da, da. So he said to me, Bishop, what am I supposed to do? I now can see. You know, am I going to lose all my benefits because I now can see? So I told him, no, don't lose your benefits. Just keep your benefits, but keep on washing your eyes with that eye salve. And see, the thing with this man is he believed. You know, he wanted to see, and he believed. And so when he was using the ingredients and making the salve and then washing his eyes daily, his eyes restored itself. Your eyes is very powerful. It can restore itself as well, right? You've got to take care of your eyes. And sometimes we just have a cloud over our eyes, and it just needs to be cleansed, you know, and stuff like that. So sometimes they have glaucoma and cataracts, and, you know, the medical community have laser surgery, and they go in and they scrape the eyes, you know, and get rid of that cloudy little thing that's over the eye. You know, over time those things grow. The sage, the salve that created and told him what to do, cleansed those areas. You know, like the milky white stuff that was covering his eyes was no longer there, and so now he could see. You know, his retina and all that stuff was healed. You know, and all the sparks of eyesight and light and brightness. He couldn't believe that he could literally see just by, you know, eye wash. So I do have those products that I talk about in my book. It's really, you know, I don't have the those ingredients. I don't have my book in front of me to go over each little item that you need. It's just a few items, and it just cleans your eyes and no more eye problems. And then also the dry eye will go away as well. So you have natural tears. There's sometimes people cannot cry. They have dry eyes, and they have gritty stuff going on in their eyes, and they see little things in front of their eyes because the stuff is in their eye. It's just inside of the cloudiness, and all those gritty feelings will be gone, and all those crystals that's, you know, inside that area will be gone, and you have a brighter, clear, healthy eyes. Like a baby, you know, a baby when they're first born, you can look at their eyes and it's white, but your eyes will turn back, you know, that area would be white and no longer bloodshot, you know, red. You know, so it's just nutrition and nourishment that your eyes need, moisture to get it back to its proper balance. All right. So I can, I think next time I come, I will talk about the actual product to make the eye salve so that you can create it for yourself and just try it. There's no after effects. When it comes to herbs and supplements, multivitamins and fruits and vegetables, when you eat them, or, you know, drink them as tea, or make shakes or smoothies or whatever, there's no after effects. Whereas when you use chemicals to take care of a problem, it always correct one problem, but then it causes an after effect in another area. And, you know, it's kind of funny, but when you listen to some of the commercials, when they talk about a product, a specific new drug, they'll give you all the warning that this thing will kill you if you take this, you know. To me, that's not a good thing, you know. Like I daily take iron. I take vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin B6, B12. You know, I have omega. You know, I eat a lot of fish, but I have a lot of omega-3 in me. You know, but you know, you may see supplements, and I take some supplements, but they're not chemicals. You know, I don't put chemicals in my body. The only time, like if I have a headache that is and I can't get to my cayenne pepper or something, yeah, once in a while I take a Tylenol or whatever. I'm trying not to take too much chemicals. I don't want to hurt my tummy. So I make sure I don't take too many ibuprofens or aspirin. The best aspirin or Anacin is I think St. Joseph, I think it has 0.8% milligram, which is really, really small. 80% is really, really small, so it won't even hurt your stomach. St. Joseph, and it'll get rid of the, all it's doing is loosening up the blood vessels, you know. And that's what cayenne pepper does. It make the circulation, you know, better. It opens up all those vessels. But if you still keep getting throbbing pain or whatever, it's something else. You need to rest. You need to eat, sleep mostly, or drink more water, lots of water. You're dehydrated. Your body will tell you itself that something is wrong with pain. And water really alleviates most of the problems in the body. I was just going to talk about another area. I don't know what I should talk about next. I don't know. I don't have anybody asking any questions, so it's kind of hard to just speak specifically about something. Like last week, I was asked a question, and I was very more direct. So, but the other, let me go back to the back. The other exercise that I love doing that really strengthens the back and the core is when you lay flat on your tummy, and you take your leg and you stretch, you know, you're flat on your tummy, and you lift your leg up, backwards, I guess you'd say. That helps to stretch your back, you know, and then you put it down slowly. Now let's lift it straight up and back down. That helps to alleviate some back tension. 30 counts always on the right. Whatever you do to one side, you always do it to the other side. And after you finish that exercise, you turn back on your back, flat on your back. Then you would take both legs and bend it and bring it all the way to your chest, holding it tight, and then count 30 counts. That really stretches the back. It really stretches the back and really alleviates every back problem. And count and breathe in, suck in. Always remember, breathe in. You suck in your tummy and hold out your chest. And your shoulders back, and you're holding those two legs towards you, and hold for 30 counts. If you've had back problems for many years, 30 counts slow, and then also you open the legs really wide, not closed together, just all the way out, like shoulder to the shoulder, shoulder to shoulder, legs open wide, and you know, pull back as close to the chest as you can. That really helps to adjust the the skeletal system, the lower back area. You'll really feel the burn just by just doing that. And then the next one, next exercise after you do that is to sit in the chair and hold your legs, one leg up to the knee, and then stretch. That stretches the right side, the right buttocks area. And again, always, if I don't say it, I'm going to repeat, always remember to hold your tummy in, chest out, shoulders back against the chair, and pull the legs towards you, and then bend forward slowly, breathing in and out. Deep breath in, deep breath out, and count 30 counts. And then you do that again to the right leg, you know, whichever leg you started with, do it to the opposite leg. And put the leg up to the knee and hold it with both arms, chest in, chest out, stomach in, shoulders back, and then bring it forward, lean forward, and you'll feel all of that in the lower part of your gluteus maxilla, your buttocks area, and the muscles in that area, and then your back, you'll feel it in your lower back. All that will get really tight and firm, and again, it's adjusting the skeletal system. You do this for 90 days, and I'm telling you, you will never, ever experience any more pain. The next exercise for the back, you could stand up and use a chair, and your feet are facing forward. Again, you stand at attention. You start with a standing at attention. Bring your tummy in, pulled in, and then your chest out and shoulders back. You raise your, start with the right leg. Right leg onto the chair. And then with your arms are hanging down by your side, both arms, and then you just lean forward with the one leg. The other leg is basically at the stand-ready position, but the only leg that's leaning forward is the leg that's on the chair. You bend and hold that position for 30 counts. And then you put that leg down, and then you again, go as far back from the chair, stand straight, stomach in, chest out, shoulders back, bend your leg, left leg up on the chair, and both arms down to the both sides of your body, and just loosely hang your arms, you know, and then push forward and lean forward with the leg that's on the chair. So the back leg, the right leg is kind of like, you know, in a V position, all right? And you tilt forward and hold the position, 30 counts. This you can do for about 10 reps, you know, again, 30 counts per leg, and that just really stretch the back and stretch that lower back. And it's really, you'll feel just the lower back area, and you'll also hear your bones snapping, cracking, popping as a suggestion. But if you hear it doing all those noise, you know, I think after about a week or two, you'll start hearing your bones snap, crack, and pop, and all of that is adjusting, is correcting, and you won't be feeling any more pain. Pain totally eliminated. The next exercise is you can get on a table, and it's similar to the one where you laid flat on the floor, but you would lay flat on the table. Then you take one leg and hang it on the side of the table. And then the other leg would be bent, and you pull that all the way back to your chest. Again, stomach in, chest out, shoulders back, and hold for 30-second count. All the way, count 1, 2, 3, all the way to 30. you'll feel the burn. You'll feel the buttocks area tightening. You'll feel, you know, your core, you know, and you'll feel your tummy getting flatter too, because you constantly pull it in the stomach. And after about, I would say, 9 months of doing these small exercises, you'll also notice that you're becoming more toner, more leaner, more firmer, and stomach getting flatter, you know, and again, all the air, all those bubbles that are inside your vein and your small intestine, large intestine, all these bubbles that's surrounding all your cells, all the molecules, all the atoms, and they're going to be coming out of you. You know, it's got to come. It's got to move. It's moving through the vein, and where it don't belong in your vein, air pockets or bubbles is going to be coming out. And so the bloatation is gone away from you. So as you're correcting your back, all you're getting flatter and flatter tummy. You're also tightening up your core muscles. And with a tighter core, you end up with a flatter tummy. You end up with, you know, it would appear that you've lost weight, but you really haven't lost weight. You've just gotten toner, firmer, and thinner, it looks, because your muscles are also getting thinner just because you're working on your back. Isn't that something? And you're working on your posture, you know, and, you know, you can walk around the house with a book on your head and you'll find that your body is correcting itself just by balancing the book on your head. Very great exercises. The other exercise that I like is it stretches the back. Is the you stand again at attention. So always the starting position of standing at attention. Tummy in and shoulders back, chest out. Legs always, your foot always facing forward. Foot always facing forward. Eyes, you know, looking straight ahead. And now you're going to lean all the way down with both hands and going to make yourself into a V position or A position, all the way, putting your hands all the way flat, if you can, to the ground, both arms, both hands to the ground. And it'll take a little bit, maybe 2 months before you can literally have your hands on the ground. But, you know, just little by little you stretch. Until, you know, you may only can stretch down, you know, to your knees, and then you go a little bit each week. You'll go down a little bit further, a little bit further, until your fingers can touch the ground or the floor, until your hands, the palm of your hands, can touch the floor, and your feet are flat on the floor, both feet and straight. And you're stretching that back and stretching, and you'll feel the burn. You'll feel the burn in the back, lower back area, and it really just feels great because you're stretching out all that pain out of the body. Okay, so you hold it for 30 counts, and that's with both arms on hands on the ground. The next one, you would stay right there, and then you just move over to the right leg. And as in a hold with both arms holding the right legs at the at your calf area, and just stretch. And this, you can put your, if you can, your head to the knee. If you can, you know, get all the way down. Just take your time, little by little, and you'll get there. And just hold that position, 30 counts. Then you go to the other leg. Left leg and hold the ankle. Hold the ankle with both arms and just stretch. Again, that's working on the buttocks area. It's working on the back, the lower back area, all that area, and the skeletal system is adjusting as you stretch. And then count 30 counts, and then you go to the center. Both legs together, pointed forward. Legs, the foot flat on the ground. Holding the ankles and put your knees, head to knees, and hold, stretch and hold, okay? Then when you're coming up, you come a real, real slow 30 counts all the way up as you being very careful with your back, always being careful as you move up slowly, breathing in, keeping your tummy always pulled in, you know, and then your back up and chest out, shoulders back, eyes forward, and level, chin level, you know, just adjusting. Breathe in, breathe out. Always, in every exercise, always breathe deep breath. When you breathe deep, it just really helps the muscles. It helps the bones. It helps everything in your body. The oxygen coming in, it helps the vein, the blood system, the circulatory system. It helps everything. So always deep breath in. Out through the mouth, you know, deep breath in, out through the mouth. Every single exercise, even the stretches, especially a stretch, because you need the oxygen. The oxygen helps to repair the body, and oxygen bring everything through the body. So you really, really need to breathe in deep. So all the oxygen goes from your head all the way to your toes. All right. Okay, so let me see. I like another exercise for the back is to put your back, you know, you stand up straight and, you know, back to the wall, and you're going to chest out, stomach pulled in, and, you know, shoulders back. You're going to raise your, start with the right leg, raise it all the way to your knee, and hold. If you need to hold the wall on both sides with both hands, just to hold that position, count 30. That adjusts the back like crazy. It adjusts the lower back. It adjusts the buttocks. It tightens up the glutes, and you will be able to feel the burn in the buttocks area, but it's also the lower back. It's really working on that. And so hold that as long as you can, 30 counts, and lower it. Again, put that leg flat on the ground. And again, always adjust yourself. Tummy in, chest out, shoulders back. You have to always remind yourself to do this, because it's not like a normal feel, because we're so used to hunching over and, you know, putting all this weight on our bone and, you know, being out of order. And our skeletal system is just crying and hurting, like, please sit up straight, right? So always stomach in, shoulders back, chest out, and foot forward, eyes straight ahead, right, and chin down. Breathe in and out, okay, and then lift up the left leg all the way to your knees and hold 30 counts. I'm speaking slowly because I know that you can literally be doing these exercises while I'm talking, okay, and then you just hold, and, you know, if you have to hold on to the wall, the side of the wall, because I usually use a wall that, you know, my arms can hold on to something. Because, you know, sometimes trying to, you know, balance yourself, you know, you may not be as strong to balance yourself on one leg, you know. And you just hold for 30 counts, count 30 counts, and lower that leg slowly. That really works on the derriere. And you'll find that your backside, derriere, your buttocks, is getting tighter, firmer, stronger, I'm telling you. And, you know, people talk about these massive exercises for, you know, the buttocks and things like that. They work on that. This is a major muscle exercise. And it's really simple. It's really, all these exercises I'm sharing with you tonight is just so easy, yet it really works on major muscles and change your body totally to a different person. Your body within 9 months, I'm telling you, is going to be a different person. You'll be maybe, I don't know how many pounds lighter. You'll be firmer, thinner, and toner, and your skeletal system is going to be right. It's going to be righteous forever. You're going to have more energy, and you're going to be running and walking He's just going to be bouncing all over the place like you're 10 years old. I'm telling you, the energy from fixing your back is going to be surmountable, like amazing. You know, if you're a married person, your husband's like, what is wrong with you? Why do you have so much energy? Who is this woman in my bed? Who are you? And, you know, if you're a single person, there'll be a lot of heads turning, like, hello, do you need some help? I'm telling you the truth. When you start taking care of your skeletal system, your hair will grow. Remember, your hair is a bone, you know, so your hair will be, you know, having all this energy in it, the oxygen and all this moisture, and the hair start growing because you're, you know, doing right by it, you know. Your nails will grow as well. And I also wanted to go back to the collagen. I order mine like through Amazon. I always just smiled at that Amazon.com because our ministry gets a contribution from Amazon. So, well, anybody that buys through the smile and they, you know, look up My King Service Pentecost Church of God, they will be contributing, you know, I think it's 4% or something. Pennies, we'll get pennies. Once all those pennies rolls up to $100, they'll send us a check. But collagen, I buy this one. It's collagen and then peptides. It's just really good for your bones. It's good for your hair. It's good for your skin. It's good for your nails. It just really supports all these very important, you know, your whole body, you know. Your skin looks good. Your bones are strong. Your nails are strong. Your hair looks good. Collagen is really good for you. Now, there was another exercise for the back, the lower back, that let's see if I can describe it. It's, really, the main thing with all the exercise for the back is to do it slowly, and you know, once you get used to sitting this kind of irregular way, because we're not used to sitting the wrong way, but once you get used to it, you'll see that you start standing straight. You know, your posture is going to improve, and there's even an equipment that you can buy online. You can Google it. It's for posture, and if you put it on your body, it'll tell you if you're, you know, out of order. You know, it'll tell you to adjust yourself, you know. And so it's not that expensive. It's just a little gadget. And that will help you just figure out if you're, you know, tilting, if you don't have the book, if you don't want to walk around and balance the book on your head. the other exercise for the back, what's really important is when you're lifting weights, or lifting something heavy or light, you just have to really make sure you know, lower yourself properly, that you bend your knees. And I know you've heard this, you bend your knees all the time, or you will put one leg out and bend straight down, grab that article, so you won't hurt your back. Always want to always support your back by not putting any weight on it when you're bending. You know, once we fix our back, we want to make sure we stay adjusted. You know, you don't want to get out of order again. And also, practice makes perfect. After 21 days of doing anything, it becomes a habit. So 90 days, you won't be feeling any pain. In 1 week, you won't be feeling any pain. You'll start saying, wow, I don't have any more pain. And what I'm saying, you know, I'm talking to a large audience. I'm not sure who's tuned in or how many people will hear this broadcast. But if the whole world is hurting from back pain, and the medical community is keep pumping pills and anti-inflammatory things, and you know all these things, you know all these chemicals. It's not helping. As a matter of fact, it's hurting the stomach. It's making people have holes in their stomach and causing ulcers, causing all other problems, all other sorts of bad stuff. I wanted to talk about this one product, and I stumbled on it, and it was really amazing. But it helps and it heals everything in your body. Oh my gosh, it's the smallest atom type of. It's really really small. It has one cell. But it's where the earth is formed by this one cell. It's a plant that is found in the ocean, in the waters, and the whales eat it, the turtles eat it, and, you know, these big mammoth of animals in the ocean eat this plant. This plant is so amazing, but it's the beginning of life. And if you get a hold of this, you will have so much energy. It is just so powerful. It'll heal everything in your body, anything that's going wrong with your body. And it's a plant. And it's just absolutely amazing because turtles live till 150 years or more. Whales, they live a long time, 200 years of age. They don't die, you know. Just keep on, you know. They just eat this little one atom of a plant. It's just amazing. I'm gonna get the spelling of it, and I don't have it, on me right now. I don't have my write up. I just remembered about it, but it really stimulates everything. It's good. If you're single, you shouldn't take it because it's really amazing. It's just, if you're married, it's perfect for husband and wife. But if you're single, you should not take this product. I'll get back with you on that. That was a PH, so I can't spell it right now. All right, so if there's any questions or anything that you'd like to ask me on a specific area that you would like me to target, from the head, from the hair, to, you know, the skin, to, you know, any organ in the body, there's a product, a plant or herb that can fix that specific area. You know, like this comes to my mind, cancer. No one should have cancer because if you eat a carrot, just a plain simple carrot, the carotene in the carrot, the orange carotene will destroy a cancer cell, okay? Remember, I spoke last week and many, many times on the broadcast that we create our body reproduces itself every day. 25 million cells leave our body every day, and 25 million new cells is created, it's duplicated. So the old one dies and a new one, you know, is born, right? Okay. When the mitochondria in the cell, you know, the brain of the cell is called a mitochondria. When the mitochondria of the cell is hurt, something damaged that one cell, it is the brain, it starts duplicating itself, right? And it starts going throughout the body. And that's why, you know, you have people talk about cancer, you know, it's benign and all these big medical terms, or it's, you know, it's reproducing itself again, this tumor, and it's crystallized, all this stuff. Well, if you eat carrots will attack the, go straight to the mitochondrial cell that's hurt or inflamed or infected, and it'll heal the mitochondria. So once the carotene heals the brain of a cell, then you have a fresh cell, right, that would duplicate a good cell, right? Cancer will stay in an acidic type of area, an environment. Cancer will grow in darkness, right? But when the carrot hits the mitochondriac, the carotene will duplicate a new healthy cell. And so now new healthy cell is going to start, you know, growing, and the old dead cells are going to go away. But if you keep on eating carrots, after nine months is really a pristine time. You'll be looking more orange in the skin and so forth, but the cancer cell cannot stay in that area. Cancer cell will be eliminated from the body naturally. There's couple other herbs and fruits, vegetables that also will attack the cancerous cell, and it would be eliminated from the body, whatever. Cancer is just something that has overtaken overtaken the cells, okay, and it attacks the body. Now it makes the body attacks itself. You have the white cells, the white blood cells, and the red blood cells. They're fighting to protect the body. But then the cancerous thing is just so much because of the duplication factor, the fractions, right? The duplication, 25 million cells every day reproducing and reproducing and reproducing and keep on doing the same thing. You know, the body is like, say, wait a minute, I can't take this anymore or whatever, right? But if you add carrots into your daily routine, even if a person has gone really, really far, this thing will eradicate. So they won't even need all those other medicines that will make them lose their hair. The reason why people lose their hair is because their system has been shocked by something, a medicine, a chemical, and then the hair falls away, you know? Like a plant, you know, if you disrupt the root, the plant dies from the leaves fall off the plant because the root has been disrupted, right? That's why hair will fall off with some chemicals to eradicate the cancer. The carrot will not do anything like that. The carrot will only help your body to produce healthy cells. And there's many, 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 many plants that and herbs that will also do the same thing. So no one should have, cancer. I think if you don't like carrots, because a lot of people don't like the crunchy carrots, you can make carrot juice. You know, blend the carrots and add water and just carrot juice. You know, just plain pure carrot. I don't recommend adding sugar or anything to it because you're trying to use it to eliminate a problem, you know. And sugar, what sugar will do is it'll turn to glucose, which will turn to fat. And you know, you don't need to add fat to your body. You need, you know, to eliminate fat. So I wouldn't add sugar to make it sweeter. Carrot in itself, it's pretty sweet, but you may not like the taste of it. I don't know. But for me, if I had a problem and I know this particular thing is going to heal my body, then I'm going to take it, even though I don't like the taste. But after a while, about 2 weeks to a month, you'll have a good you'd have had an acquired taste. You know, you get to like it. You know, I just recommend carrots to anyone. When I hear somebody say that they have cancer or something like that, I said eat carrots. But there's other plants that will also eradicate cancer, really. And the best way to, you know, to get something straight to a problem is to turn it into liquid, you know. And I love water. Putting anything hot water, and I douse it down. All right, so we've talked a lot about a few things, how to correct and adjust your back, posture. Practice doing this every 2 hours, just, you know, the simple exercise. You know, I know if you're on a job, you can't just lay flat on, you know, a table there in the kitchen or, you know, on the floor, but you can do those at home, you know, morning and at night. But the back to the wall and leg, you know, raise your leg up, you know, just holding, standing there, you know, that's, you know, 30-second count is not a long time to do that quickly. You know, it's just, you know, when you're sitting in your chair at work, just bring your legs up to the knee and, you know, just stretch, you know, stretch. As you walk daily, you know, your tummy is in, chest out, shoulders back, and, you know, walking head straight and, you know, looking up and, you know, not down and bent and all of that, you know. Just practice. I want you to feel better. I want you no more pain, to eradicate these problems from, you know, your mom is having back pain, your sister's having back pain, your daughter's having back pain, everybody's having back pain. You know, you get rid of all those extra crystals in our body and you'll find, you know, the elimination process is through the bowel movement, through the urinary, you know, urine. So you need to drink lots of water. You know, any woman that is having a heavy menstrual cycle, we talked about, it's because this fibroids built up, crystallized stuff that's built up, and is messing with the system, you know, making us out of whack, out of order, you know. And so anyway, I think that's all I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm going to now go and turn to the scripture. Usually I have the word of God first, and then I go into, you know, different topics or whatever. But I always like to hear what the Lord has to say, what does God have to say to us today as we are about to end another day and going into a new day, a day that you'll never see again. Isn't that amazing? I like how God created the world. He created it for us to praise Him 24/7, 7 days a week, 365, and it's absolutely amazing when it's daytime here, it's nighttime somewhere else, and it's nighttime there, you know, it's daytime over here. It's just amazing, and around the world, 24/7, God is always being praised. Amen. All right, so let's go to the Word of God. I guess a few minutes, and then the broadcast is going to end. I don't know what I want to read today. Oh, my goodness. Let's read a song of praise. It's a prayer. The Lord, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still and restful waters. He restored my soul. I really love that soundtrack. I love the Word of God. I love King David's poetic type of sonnets and poems and so forth, sonnets that he wrote to the Lord. He sang them. Amen. And I just love this song.
So I'm going to end tonight's broadcast with some of the praise and worship songs. And I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that the Lord will keep you. I pray that the Lord will make his face to shine upon you and to give you peace, peace that passes all understanding, as we keep our minds stayed on him.
And I said thanks for the things that you have done for me. Things don't deserve if you gave one million angels. Tonight is not a day to do all that I am and ever hope to be. I I'm